Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org for Monday, December 27th, 2010. Today, the Daily Telegraph reported that the Israeli Institute for Intelligence and Special Operations, Mossad, intends to issue an official apology to Britain due to its agents entered in the United Arab Emirates using several international passports, including a British one, to assassinate a senior Hamas leader, Mahmoud al-Mahmoud, last January. Israel did not officially claim responsibility for the assassination. On Sunday, Israeli soldiers, stationed at the Zatara roadblock near Nablus, stopped three Palestinian youth and violently assaulted one of them for not understanding the soldiers who were spoken in Hebrew. Also, nine French protesters were arrested at the military checkpoint of Calandia, north of Jerusalem. The nine arrestees were taking part in a non-violent protest at the checkpoint, expressing their solidarity with the Palestinians. In separate reports, the Israeli Foreign Minister, Avigdor Lieberman, a leader of the fundamentalist Beitenu party, claimed on Sunday that the Palestinian Authority is an illegal entity. He also refused to apologize to Turkey for the Israeli attack on the Mavi Marmara Turkish Solidarity Ship and the death of the nine Turkish activists. The office of the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a press release stating that the statement of Lieberman only represent his own opinion and do not reflect the official stance of the government. With regard to this fact, the new Mavi Marmara ship arrived on Sunday at the Istanbul port. The arrival, which was welcomed by thousands of Turkish and international activists, came 7 months after the deadly Israeli attack in international waters. In Jerusalem, an Israeli police patrol car hit a 5-year-old Palestinian girl in Siwan after clashes erupted between Palestinian teenagers and Israeli forces due to the eviction of the home of one of the residents, Abdullah Bubna. On Saturday, three international activists were detained by the Israeli army in Hebron while they were attending a nonviolent protest organized by the Youth Coalition Against the Settlements. Also, at least four Palestinians and three internationals were wounded after being violently assaulted by the military. In addition, the Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad, reported that two of its fighters were killed during clashes with Israeli soldiers while the army was invading the southern part of the Gaza Strip. The fighters were identified as Mosaf Abu Rok and Mahmoud Youssef al-Nayar, both from Han Yunis district and in their 20s. In other news, as part of the ongoing security cooperation between Israel and the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank, the Palestinian Authority returned to Israel a military vehicle that was stolen on Tuesday in Tel Aviv. The Palestinian Authority also handed Israel five Palestinians believed to be involved in the issue. In Gaza Strip, senior Hamas leaders, led by the legislator Khalid al-Hayya, held meetings with different Palestinian factions and different figures in an attempt to form a new government. The movement intends to appoint ministers and to present names which would be part of the new government in the Strip. The decision is approved by the president of the deposed government, Ismail Haniyeh. In other news, Palestinian and Israeli media reported that the Israeli Housing Ministry is planning to build and market nearly 5,000 new units for Jewish settlers in occupied East Jerusalem and West Bank. On Friday night, the Israeli Air Force carried out three airstrikes targeting several areas in the central and southern Gaza. Three Palestinians were wounded. Some houses were also damaged. With regard to the recognition of the Palestinian state, Ecuador announced on Friday the official recognition of Palestine along its 1967 borders with Israel. In addition, Paraguay announced that it's planning to take the same decision next year. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by Husam Hassis and Anira Zabal.